The National Technical Information Service is supposed to be a repository where your agency can find and buy research publications, but lately the new research from NTIS isn't new, and 95% of it's available online for free. Valerie Melvin's Director of Information Management and Technology Resources Issues at the Government Accountability Office. She testified about the agency at the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Financial and Contracting Oversight last week. And Valerie, Senator Tom Coburn, who was the Republican member who asked questions at this hearing, was rather flip about this in calling it the "Let me Google that for you" hearing and referring to legislation that he'll introduce. Is that, though, maybe oversimplifying it a little bit based on the work that you and your colleagues have done at GAO, Valerie?
Well, Francis, as you mentioned at the beginning of your presentation, we found in our work, which was done back in 2012, that about 95% of reports that we were looking at, and these were reports that had gone into their repository up through 2011, and 95% were available for free elsewhere. And when we did this study, one of the things that we did was looked at four different sources, the issuing organization's website, a GPO, Government Printing Office website, the federal portal, USA.gov, as well as we did Google searches to find other locations. So while in some respects it might sound sort of cliche to say the "let me Google that" legislation, I think the key point that comes from that is that we found most of these reports being readily available through a Google search. And the key point being that, you know, most of these reports were available somewhere else and they were available for no cost.
Your testimony included a little bit of background on NTIS, where it came from, how long it's been around, why it even exists. That seemed to be the thrust, if not the actual explicit words that Senator Coburn directed to you and the director of NTIS at this hearing. Give me a thumbnail about what it is, where it lives, and so on.
Well, NTIS is one of 12 bureaus within the Department of Commerce, and it was created by statute in 1950. And its mission was to collect scientific and technical research reports, as you mentioned earlier. And a key part of that was maintaining a bibliographic record and a repository of these reports, and then they were to disseminate them to the public. What we found over time was that, and the other key point I should note is that NTIS was to be a self-sustaining organization, meaning that it had to provide its own money. It does not get an appropriation per se. So over the course of time, what NTIS did, it charges for the products, the reports that it collects and then disseminates, but it found itself in a position where it could not sustain based on the revenue that it received from those reports. And so it has also developed a number of services that we don't see as directly related to the mission of being a repository for these technical reports.
The testimony that you provided included this financial information, too, which was noteworthy for an organization that's supposed to be financially self-sustaining. From fiscal year 2001 through 2011, costs for NTIS's products exceeded revenue for 10 of the 11 fiscal years, and the agency was financially sustained during this period by services it offered, and you just explained some of the services that it did. I came away from this hearing after watching you and watching the director testify with a sense that this may have been a good idea when these reports were not so widely available, but that maybe that time has passed it by. And something that confirmed that, at least in my view, was another passage in your testimony. About 62% of the reports added to NTIS's repository between 1990 and 2011 were older, with publication dates in the year 2000 or earlier, and only 38% from 2000 to 2011. Demand greater, though, for the newer reports rather than the older stuff. So do we have a sense of whether Congress is looking at what you recommended in your 2012 work to kind of reshape what NTIS does and how they do it?
I think that what we're seeing in the legislation that's coming about is aimed at looking at the appropriateness and viability, or at least should facilitate looking at that, which was the matter for consideration that we made in our 2012 report. As you mentioned, what you're seeing is a situation where, you know, these products are now readily available through online searches. Agencies are able to put them up on their website. So there has to be a rethinking about the fundamental mission that NTIS has relative to how it's supposed to sustain itself through making these reports available, because quite frankly, it does have competition now from the agencies that actually develop these reports, who can now put them up on their website very readily and have them available at no cost.
Now, NTIS and this work that you did in 2012 showed up in the fragmentation, overlap, and duplication of the federal government work that GAO has done government-wide since then. Has anything changed since you looked at this in 2012 and recently when you followed on to prepare this testimony?
Well, as we've talked to NTIS since the time that we did that report, they had not indicated that they were taking specific steps toward the information or the findings that were included in our report. We see the most effort, I think, being made at this point through the legislation, the various pieces of legislation that are being introduced into Congress, and we do think that that's a good vehicle. I understand from what the director says now that they have some plans, or at least they have some assessments that they plan to undertake. I think it's critical that they do have the right types of assessments to determine, you know, what the model should be, and I believe that what Congress is instituting should be a vehicle toward helping them get there.
Valerie, the other recommendations that you made in 2012 beyond the business model, anything that you've seen that's being done to address those?
I think overall what we've focused on has been with the business model, and our concern has been whether they would take the steps to really reassess the fee-based model that is in place. And so that's been the focus of what we've focused on over time.
I've commented a little bit on and asked you some questions about your testimony. The question and answer segment, I note that not a lot of that was directed toward you, but the questions that did come to you were primarily in what area?
The questions that came to me, I think, had to do overall with the position that we took relative to whether they should be charging for these reports. Our bottom line is that we don't think the federal government should be charging for reports that can be obtained free of charge at other locations. I think that was the big part of that. And I think the other aspect that I emphasized was that this is not a new issue. We did reports back in 2000 and 2001 in which these same issues relative to the viability of that fee-based model were on the table, and I think that they are areas that have just continued to grow and to certainly be exacerbated as we become more attuned to using the online services that are available to us.
Yeah, because as I look at the graph that was included in your testimony, it's a pretty clear disparity, not only between products and services, as you mentioned earlier, but how far the products part has gone below zero as far as net revenues to net costs. I mean, it's not an encouraging trend, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think one of the questions that was certainly put on the table to NTIS has to do with the services that they're now offering and the question of whether those services are directly related to their mission and whether, in fact, those are the right types of functions for NTIS to be performing to try to sustain itself as it moves forward in light of what you do see relative to earned revenues and earned costs for the products.